If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
301-230-0980 is the number. Right here on the Burgundy and Gold today, you're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 7 o'clock as we ease you on your afternoon drive home. Coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, we'll bring you a fresh installment, an L Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the NFL as we put a bow on week four last night with the Monday Night Football doubleheader. The big million-dollar question is this: where do the Washington Commanders rank amongst the power rankings in the National Football League after 4 weeks of play? We'll answer that coming up top of the 6 o'clock hour as well. Right now, though, I want to go out to the guest hotline for the first time this show. We find the mouth of the South, former Redskins corner, Fred Smoot. Fred, I was saying it Ant before you came on here. You got two slip-ups on this call with me, brother, before we drop you. Straight up. I'm being honest with you. You got to give a disclaimer before we bring you on. You got two slip-ups with me, homie. What's up, though, Fred? I appreciate you. As always, good guy.
Hey, Janelle, you already know. If friends hag each other, that mean they really like you, man.
Come on,
that's,
man.
That's just a sports locker room way of getting things done.
Come on, man. We appreciate you for making some time for us. Obviously, we're going to hit the rewind button, go back to the torture chamber that was Sunday in Atlanta. Washington, all types of problems in the secondary. Who better to talk about the secondary than you, my friend? Motion seems to be an issue right now with this group. I'm trying to pull up the numbers real quick here, Fred. Through the first 4 weeks of the season, Washington has given up more yards through the air against motion than any other team in the National Football League. A lot of people right now calling for the head of the defensive coordinator. Take us into a player's mentality. When you're having these type of miscues in the secondary, are you looking at yourself in the mirror saying, what can we do better to execute?
You always got to start with looking in the mirror. Like, you know, you ask me to do a job, I got to go out there and get the job done. But sometimes it just ain't that easy. I can remember when me and Sean Springs were playing together, me and Chan Bailey, we played tons of man-to-man. So you tend to see the same type of plays.
Right.
It's only so many man beaters that it's going to be. Motion is the top indicator. All right, he's following him, he's in man, let's stack them. The one thing that I have to say this, see, sometimes people take things for granted, and I think we always – people always took Will Harris for granted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you like this. He was the ultimate communicator, and he was the ultimate guy to go heads up with anybody's tight end. You take the ultimate communicator away, and now communication starts to lack. The one thing about man-to-man, especially when they running these man-beaters, if the two corners and the one that's in motion, mainly, if y'all not communicating and y'all ain't got a plan on how y'all going to play this, everything from high-low to boxing it to triangles, like it's so many ways to get this done. I just think they're taking an easy route by saying we're going to isolate and stay with the call instead of checking between these two players, meaning nothing else changes with other players, but with those two players, they have to start to have a synergy, they have to start to work together, and they have to start to anticipate how they are being attacked, because it's happening over and over again, and I understand everybody's frustration, but come on, it's the fourth game in the year.
Right.
And what if I told you that this team had to play two games with a backup quarterback. They went 1-1 in those two games. All right, and I tell you this also. Let me start this list for you. Starting running back out for the year.
Yeah.
All right. Number one wide receiver out. Start quarterback out. John Bates, the best blocking tight end in football, out. Dietrich Wise out. Like I can just keep going. Will Harris out. Jonathan Jones out. So now your intended starters are not there, and now you're having guys still in. Yes, it's going to be a drop-off. I'm sorry. If you take Jane Daniels out of anybody's offense, right, it's going to be a drop-off. But when it comes to that defensive backfield, I think it's clearly a communication thing.
In their two losses, they've allowed 515 yards versus motion compared to just 105 in their wins. You watch the game closely just the way that I do, Fred. I know you know DBs as well as anybody. There's clearly been a change in how they've played the motion based off of what you saw on Thursday versus what you saw against the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday. On Thursday, correct me if I'm wrong, Fred, they were traveling across the formation with their guy. It seems like against Atlanta, there was some sort of communication where it's, hey, we're going to condense it, so on and so forth. What did you see as the main difference in how they defended it Sunday versus how they defended it on Thursday?
I don't think it was really what you think it was. I think it was they just played more zone against the Falcons.
Okay.
Yeah, they played more cover two. They played more cover four. Some of that was match cover four. Match cover four could come off and look exactly like man-to-man if you wanted to, especially with the both of the corners pressing. But they played a ton of zone. Even when that third, and I think there was a 15, and that slant got caught, that was in cover two. Yeah. That was not a man-to-man thing. So they're doing a good job of making zone look like cover one. But I'm just sorry. Like, sometimes another team comes out and they beat you.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. That team had their back against the wall. They had a wide receiver coach fired. They're shuffling. They're trying to find ways to win. And if you really look at this team, they got one of the best running backs in the league. They got one of the freakish tight ends in the league. Everybody waiting on him to blossom. And Drake London is a beast. So at all three levels of the offense, they got some people that they can attack you with. They playing their home. And guess what? The quarterback came out. He made plays. When Michael Penix throwing the ball like that, they're going to be hard to stop. Man coverage, zone coverage, you know, it's one of those things.
As a defensive back, when you're playing the high volume of man that Washington has for the first 4 weeks, and I know you said they went a lot more zone on Sunday against Atlanta, it's always difficult to last and hold up in coverage when you're not getting the pass rush. That's the other thing that stood out to me as well in the two losses here to Atlanta and to Green Bay. The pass rush was not as consistent. What have you seen from the front four dating back to Sunday? How do you think they fared?
They cause chaos in certain points of the game. I just don't know if they do it for four quarters. They haven't put four quarters of chaos out there yet. And you're right, the front and the back end has to play together. It has to be a total synergy there. Like, I need to know that I can count in my head. I got this clock going on, and it's at 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3. That ball needs to be gone. The ball has to be gone. And see, what people don't understand, we can shut down a wide receiver's first route, but when the play breaks down and that quarterback has time, now I have to check the second route, maybe the third route. And that's when the play breaks down, and that's when big plays happen. The one thing I always tell cornerbacks, bad eyes show you lies. If you're looking at the wrong thing, you will be baptized through fire. And that's the one thing we can't run from in the defensive backfield. Y'all see our triumphs, but y'all also see our lows. All right? And when these plays are giving up, it's usually just us in the screen. But like I say, what are you doing during the week to come up with ways to counter how people are attacking you? And I think that's where we was good at in that communication part. And they have to be better with that communication part. And I'm not talking about after the play starts. I'm talking about pre-snap communication.
Yeah.
I'm alerting this before the play even starts.
Yeah, it's what it seems like is not happening right now, and it's ironic because Joe Whitt praised the communication of this secondary throughout the first couple of weeks of the season, even dating back to camp, just saying that, look, we're at a much better place right now in camp than we even were at the end of last year. You're now in the second year of the scheme. Talk to me about that, Fred, being in the same scheme for two seasons. Is it as simple as we're running the exact same stuff, or do you feel like, hey, there are layers being run to this, or layers being added, rather, to this, and I guess my question is, do you think some of the adjustments that they've made have been too complex? Do you think they need to simplify things in the back end?
No, Ain't no reason to simplify. This is what you do. You got to understand this. It's his second year here, but it's Will Harris. It was his first year. It was Detroit Rise. It was his first year. It's Ken Law. That's his first year. We have the whole defensive backfield is new besides Sandwich Deal and Quan Martin.
Right.
So as much as the instability because he's been here, we did this roster, and I think that's why I tell the fan base to be patient. Yeah. This is the fourth game of the year. Yes, these kids forged last year. We got out there quick. We're playing a first-place schedule. Every week is going to be a different challenge for this team. All we need to do is worry about when are we peaking and are we peaking at the right time, and the right time is December. Not here. I don't want my team to be the best team right now in September. That does nothing for me in the future. And I had to say this last year when I told them, let grandma cook. Get out the kitchen, be patient, and give these coaches time to get this team where they wanted it to be. We haven't even had our quarterback for the last two games. All right, that's challenging. All right? And it's going to be a challenge when we go out here to the Chargers, because any Harbaugh team is going to be ready to play football. Yeah. They did lose their tackle, Joe. They had already lost Rashawn Slater. That's going to be a challenge in itself, but they still got guys on every level that can make plays. It's going to be a challenge, but it's a challenge that we can win.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Joined right now by former Redskins corner Fred Smoot. Fred, I echo your sentiments about Sunday. It's crazy, right? For as bad as the defense looked on Sunday, I think they're the unit, or the side of the ball, rather, Fred, heading into this weekend that has the advantage. You just talked about it. You're down your top two tackles. You may be without Mekhi Becton as well. And there's one thing that's been for sure about this D-line, man. They take advantage of the lesser groups, right? They whip the Giants' ass up front, a lesser group.
It's no such thing in the league. I tell people this.
It's a lesser group?
Well, the thing about it is, it's an injured group. And when a group is injured, we're playing against the second-string guys. But all these guys are capable. Yeah. But you're right. They get after the guys they're supposed to get after. You know what I'm saying?
They do.
But they also, as a group, are learning. Like, you see the heavy rotation we got up front. So, so Coach Witt is still trying to find the right ingredients, the right guys that work together, that excel off each other and play off each other. But this is one of these games where you go in there and you say, D-line, you need to dictate terms in this game. You go in there and say, D-line, we need you to change this game on the road. Because right now, Herbert is playing some of the best quarterback I have seen in the NFL in a long, long time when it comes to precision passing, running the ball when he's supposed to. Keenan Allen is out there making plays. Lamb McCunkey in the slot. Quinn Johnston out there. They have weapons that can get the job done. But I am like you. I think this is a team we rise to the occasion, and we go out there and we take advantage of some of their injuries like people are taking advantage of some of ours.
Let's talk about second-year corner Mikey Samuels still. I'm calling this his rookie year 2.0, Fred, for this reason. Last year, you brought him in here to be a slot corner. Injuries and poor play led him to being an outside corner. You know it as well as anybody. It's just two different positions in the NFL. This year, coming in being a full-time slot from the get-go, he's had some struggles. He's Washington's most targeted corner. He's given up the most receptions as well as yards. How are you looking at Mikey Samuels still here in year two?
I think he's progressing. You just said it, man. When you're playing inside corner, that means they got two options, three options, four options, all kind of ways to beat you. You are the high-volume corner. You are the corner that's going to see the most throws on third down. We don't look at it, not as close-minded, but we don't look at it as absolute as y'all do, because when you're giving up plays inside, they're usually first downs, mm-hmm. right? Because you're being attacked on third down. Now, the one thing that I think he's been great at, I think he's been more sticky than people give him credit for in coverage. I think he's been right in the pocket. I think he's been in perfect places. The one thing I think he's learning is taking on the run inside of there. Yeah. The difference between taking on a college offensive lineman and taking on a pro offensive lineman, there's two different things. So sometimes he gets washed in the run, but he will get better as the year get on as he learns those fits, as he does those fits over and over again. He's not the one. I think Mikey is going to be one of the people. He's always going to play at a level, but he's having a little learning curve inside right now. Yeah. But once he gets it clicking and once he finds the nuances inside of there, the things he can do and the things he cannot do, oh, he will be Johnny on the spot. He has that Rondae Barber type mindset and skill. He has that Dre Bly in him and to go get the ball, and he's a ball magnet. The ball just finds him.
I totally agree with you. One more on the secondary before we ask you a big picture question. Quan Martin, another guy that's been under the microscope, a guy that Dan Quinn spoke very highly of during camp, Joe Witt Jr. as well. What have you seen from him through the first month, and how can he get a little better?
Man, I feel like Quan is playing Johnny on the spot football right now. The one thing he's doing well, he's tackling. He's probably got one or two, three missed tackles, but he's going in there and he's giving it up. Like, the one thing I can say about him is, pound for pound, he gets as physical as anybody else. I always tell people, it's a difference between a D lineman hitting somebody and a safety in a corner hitting somebody. The difference is, when we hit them, that car is already going 80 miles an hour.
So for these, sure.
These collisions, they are different collisions. And to watch Quan Martin get up time after time after time and then do what he – and don't forget, they took his interception back. He went and made that play, and they took that back on a ticky-tack call that they call on old Yellow Jacket. So other than that, he would already have a turnover. I actually think Quan is playing the best at the entire – defensive backfield. I think he's playing some good ball right now, and he's playing dependable ball. And now I'm sure he has to be a lot more voiceful now that Will Harris is out the lineup. I'm sure he has to do a lot more communicating.
I want to ask you about Jayden Daniels and his potential return this Sunday. We saw what Coach Hafley was able to do on Thursday Night Football, bringing that college defense to the forefront, being more equipped to deal with some of the, you know, exotic looks that Cliff Kingsbury throws at you. Kevin Minter, the DC for the LA Chargers coming up on Sunday, similar type of collegiate background. Do you expect Washington to have some hiccups on Sunday offensively?
Well, yeah, once because the quarterback hasn't played. So it's going to be them working their way and getting some time and things down and him just getting back out there, his legs getting fresh and getting back into football form. But I think what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to take that running game on the road, because the one thing about us, we can run the ball with the best of them, but the game flow can change that, though. And I tell people that all the time, because people called in to my show asking me, why when we stop running the ball, and I'm saying the game flow dictates that. Yeah. You go down by a touchdown and two touchdowns, or maybe a touchdown.
But Fred, hold on real quick, Fred. Just cut you off real quick. You know this better than anybody, brother. Running the football is a lifestyle choice. Straight up. You're either a running team or you're not.
But you also got to pick in your lifestyle when to do things and when not to do things.
Bingo.
You can't go hard every day of your life.
I'm about to say love.
you can't go to love every
day. Every day. Give you straight a break, brother. I feel you. 110%.
When I say that about people, when they say, can we just keep running? And I say, I want to run when it's appropriate. I want to run when we dictating turns. I can't dictate turns down 14 points. Now what I can do is when I dictate turns is understanding I'm going to go in this game, and because they got Justin Herbert over there, I'm not going to only lose to use this running game for my offensive games. I'm going to use it defensively.
For sure.
That means I want to get 3 yards in a cloud of dust. I want 12 play drives, 11 play drives, 10 play drives. We lost the battle in Atlanta with the time of possession. Mm-hmm. When we win time of possession, we win the game. When we don't put string along these drives, that's when we get in trouble. So the question is, when we go to L.A., can we string some long drives that consist of a lot of running and a lot of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yard chunks and really working that clock?
Fred, it's a pleasure as always, my brother. Look, you can send Anthony the invoice. We'll take care of you.
Hey, man, anytime, brother. It's good. It's good you had me on my inaugural time on your show. Thank you, brother.
I'm about to say, man, appreciate you as always. Mouth of the South, Fred Smoot, giving us the latest on the Burgundy and Gold. No other better person to talk about this Commander secondary than our guy, Fred Smoot. When we come back, top of the 6 o'clock hour, Nell's Super Six-Pack coming your way next. Our top 6 teams in the National Football League coming right at you.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.